Thank you both. You may go, but leave the key with me. So, you're the one. The beast who has slain scores of gladiators and animals. A man undefeated and untamed by his years in the ring. I've watched you. I've watched you triumph many, many times. Seen you defeat armored titans, men of guile, and others who thought you nothing more than a savage. I've heard the rumors of the skill and speed that saw you survive against all odds. Having seen you myself, they hardly do the truth justice. I've never seen so many scars from beasts, from blades. Evidence not only of your will to survive, but to claim victory. So rough under my touch. You may relax, warrior. I have no wish to harm you. Far, far from it. No, my dear champion, I'm interested in making you an offer. As to why you're standing before me, enjoying the sensation of my hands on your skin instead of being released. Well, I need something. Or rather, someone. There have been attempts on my life recently, and my guards, capable as they are, barely stopped the last one. I need a protector who can fight with the ferocity of an animal, who knows what it is to face danger and show no fear. One who will never leave my side. And who better than you? You look so surprised, champion. It's an honest offer. Your freedom for my protection. How long? Well, until I find out who is behind this plot, at a minimum. After which you'll be free to either go your way or remain with me. You're not what I expected, and it is a pleasant surprise. Your broad shoulders, perfect for bearing the responsibility of my protection. Arms unyielding as iron, and hands calloused by years of combat. Yet behind your eyes is something gentle. Should I release the chains? Would I be unwise to undo the manacles about your ankles and trust in the tenderness I see? Or should I simply... enjoy you without interruption. Such a challenging decision. Perhaps if you agree to my terms, it would be easier to choose. After all, I heard that you were a man who never breaks his word once it is given. Let me taste the lips of my champion-to-be. Given your embrace feels like a battle to be won, and I won't even pretend to be certain of the outcome. As for your decision, you will. I have your word. You'll protect me until this vile plot is unraveled. You're a sight unbound. Strong arms. Your hand on my cheek. The other pulling me close. Such boldness, champion. Yet your feet are still chained. I have never once bowed before anyone save the king. Perhaps I can be inspired to make an exception. Just this once, then. When I ordered you brought to me, I requested my guards search you for any hidden weapons, but it seems they missed one. I am flattered to entice such excitement. Let me examine all of the man that I will have in my service. All of it. Take it all off. Oh, gods. You carry this sword with as much poise as any weapon you've wielded in the ring. Such a magnificent cock. Does it please you? To bring a member of the royal family to her knees? Imagine the scandal. If my subjects knew how much I am enjoying the salty taste of your pre-cum on my tongue, how your desire throbs in my mouth. I demand more, champion. I will be denied nothing you can offer. Your hands in my hair. So gentle for such a beast in the ring. Help me to my feet, champion. Such strength. Help me remove this. I commend the enthusiasm, but this dress, it was worth more than most carriage. Your hands are rough. And I... Oh, God. You can lift me as if I weigh nothing at all. What are you? Oh! Champion, I am in control here. You can't simply throw royalty onto her bed. Don't stop. Don't stop, please. I know they didn't bring you women often, but you are like a starved beast. Your breath is so warm on my thighs. Your teeth like those of a wolf. Oh, God's champion. Right there. Right there. Don't you dare stop. A brute with a talented tongue. Gods, you'll be the death of me. Oh, fuck, fuck. Champion. Oh, stop, stop. Far too sensitive. Sensitive. Oh, gods. Oh, your courtesy is appreciated, but I insist you come up here now and claim what I offer you. Claim your role as my protector. My lover. My consort. Oh. You're so strong, picking me up and putting me in your lap. But why? Why do you hold me over yourself like this? Let me just line us up. Now let me down. Put it inside me. You're bold to almost make a future queen beg. Champion, no more teasing. Honor your ruler. Oh, yes. Yes, give me a moment, champion. Let me enjoy the warmth of you. Your arms around me. My barrier from harm and your cock inside me. Fulfilling a desire denied for far too long. Champion, I'm ready. Fuck me. You would lift me up and down like this, like I'm a feather. Oh, wrapped around this magnificent cock. Your strong arms. The fire in your eyes. Like the god of war fallen to earth. That's it. Champion. Such a worthy consort. To satisfy your queen this way. Oh my. Your rough palms on my ass. Your teeth on my neck. It's enough to drive even a ruler. Better than I imagined. More powerful than I ever dreamed. Gods, do not stop. No. Oh, more. 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 Never stop. Never leave my side. Protect me. Ravish me. Take what I offer. What I offer to you. Oh, gods. Oh, fuck. Your warmth. You are intoxicating. Don't you dare regret it, champion. No regrets. I always get exactly what I want. You don't remember me, do you? How we chased one another and played in this palace very long ago. Years ago. How you stole my first kiss. I never forgot you. Father was furious at the thought that I might have fallen for a mere servant. He had you and your family driven away. But I never stopped searching for you. And it broke my heart when I found out what had become of you. I must have watched a dozen of your fights before I realized why you looked so achingly familiar. I would not have invited just anyone to be my personal guard, my consort, to help me through the trials to come. If I am to restore a kingdom to order, you have been awaited for far longer than you know. And now that I've found you, I don't intend to let you slip away again so easily. Sleep, champion. Lay with me. Here in your arms, I feel safer than I have in a very long time. Tomorrow there will be much to do to prepare you for your new position, or positions, perhaps. Even a monarch is allowed to have a sense of humor in private. Rest now, my champion. Rest.